Patient's last name is a Carthew. First name is Lucas. Date of visit is December 12, 2023. Next to paragraph, patient is patient tells me that he has traumatic brain injury for stuff. It was in 2010. The time a patient was on a ship, a USS Ronald Reagan, for stuff. It was in San Diego, California, for stuff. A patient was doing some maintenance work on the ship, for stuff. He got up quickly and turned around, and then his head ran into his head hit into the valve stem, for stuff. It was the middle part, the front top of the head, bump into the valve stem, for stuff. A patient had immediate loss of consciousness, for stuff. A patient had significant laceration and bleeding from the forehead, for stuff. A patient was out of consciousness for about 5 to 10 minutes on the ground, for stuff. A patient had amnesia, he did not remember, for stuff. When he woke up, a patient was confused, disoriented, for stuff. A patient had severe head pain, for stuff. A patient tells me that he does not remember much for the rest of the day. First up, he was taken to the medical department. First up, patient needed stitches. First up, next paragraph. In 2010, a patient was also involved in a motorcycle accident, in Temecula, 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 California. First up, a patient tells me that accident resulted in a loss of consciousness. So first up, he tells me that there were clear fluids coming out of his nose and ears. First up, a patient think that was brain fluids. First up, a patient was evaluated at the hospital. First up, a patient was discharged home. First up, a patient severe head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, the next paragraph. Since these events have come, a patient has a constant headache. So first up, a patient tells me that he has cluster headaches. So first up, a patient has been constant tired even after sleep. A first patient has chronic runny nose. A first patient has loss of interest and focus in things that he liked to do before. A first patient is no longer interested in things that he liked to do. A first patient has a difficulty to remember specific life events. A first patient does not remember task duties. A first difficulty maintaining solid relationships. Next paragraph, patient currently working for the water agency in Amador County. First up, patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job performance. First up, his headaches are affecting his concentration and focus. First up, patient is not able to remember his task duties a lot. First up, patient also feel tired at work. First up, patient is not able to perform well. First up, next paragraph. An expert for this marks of denotation. Next patient's last name is Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. First name is M-I-A-H. Date of visit is December 12, 2023. Next paragraph, a patient tells me that she was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in October 2022 in Japan. First up, a patient was on a staircase. First up, a patient suddenly slipped and fell backwards. First up, a patient tells me that the back of the head hit the staircase. First up, and then she was sliding down the staircase. First up, a patient tells me that her head got hit many times in the back of the head. First up, a patient had severe head pain. First up, a patient became confused and disoriented with this. First up, a patient was a patient was having difficulty understand language immediately. First up, a patient had some amnesia. First up, a patient tells me that she did not lose consciousness. So first up, a patient was confused for the rest of the day. First up, paragraph is a patient also has significant pain in the shoulders and the neck. First up, next paragraph, since the events of a patient has significant constant headaches. So first up, a patient has constant neck pain, shoulder pain. First up, a patient also has a pushing sound in the ears. First up, patient become very sensitive to sound and light. First up, patient's difficulty sleeping. First up, patient's difficulty doing a common activities. First up, patient. Next paragraph. First up, since the event. I'm sorry, next we have a patient currently is in active duty in the Air Force. Our first patient is a dental assistant. Our first patient tells me that she has significant difficulty to lean over doing dental assistant work. Our first patient tells me the loud sound from the drill is affecting her headache. Our first brain sound her headache. Our first also patient become very light sensitive at work. Our first patient has significant difficulty to focus at work because of the light sensitivity in light environment. Our first patient has significant difficulty to work. Also, she has this sound in the ears, which is affecting her concentration as well. Next paragraph. This marks as unification.
Are you guys going to be still stupid? That's what I'm about.